From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Ceasefire deal reached for eastern Ukraine. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is praising the efforts of key world leaders to end the pro-Russian uprising in eastern Ukraine. He says he expects the truce deal reached Thursday in Belarus to be honored by all parties. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany, and France announced a pullback of forces battling near the Russian border, an exchange of prisoners, and a ceasefire set to begin Sunday. French President François Hollande said the deal, if honored, amounts to a comprehensive political solution, while German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking after the talks, concluded it offers a glimmer of hope. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron reacted and said the onus is now on Russia's leader to change his behavior.
I think we should be very clear that Vladimir Putin needs to know that unless his behavior changes, the sanctions we have in place won't be altered.
Russian President Putin said the parties managed to agree on the main issues, including withdrawal of heavy weapons from the conflict area. The International Monetary Fund agreed on a new $17.5 billion bailout deal for Ukraine to help stabilize the country's finances. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the government would carry out necessary reforms, including cuts in spending. Greece and its international creditors have agreed, during a European Union summit in Brussels, to launch technical discussions on the debt-ridden country's demand to cut its massive debt and ease austerity measures the lenders imposed on Athens. A Friday meeting will try to find common ground between Greece's goal to end what it sees as crippling austerity and Europe's adamant stance against changing the terms and more than $300 billion in loans. This is VOA News. Witnesses in northeastern Nigeria say at least seven people were killed Thursday in an apparent suicide bombing. It happened in the town of Biu. According to reports, a female on the bus may have set off the blast. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is condemning attacks against its volunteers in Guinea, warning such violence risks spreading the Ebola virus. Two volunteers were seriously beaten in western Guinea last Sunday. Lisa Schlein reports.
Attacks against Red Cross workers in Guinea are not new. There has been an average of 10 attacks per month since last March, soon after the Ebola outbreak in that country began. But this latest incident was particularly serious and scary. The Red Cross team leader for Ebola coordination and support in Geneva, Beerta Hald, has just returned from West Africa. She tells VOA the Red Cross volunteers were attacked by an angry mob while trying to provide a safe and dignified burial in the community. Hald says there is still a lot of misunderstanding about how Ebola is spread. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
An Egyptian court released two Al Jazeera journalists Thursday after adjourning their retrial on charges of supporting a Muslim Brotherhood until February 23rd. Cheers and applause erupted in the Cairo courtroom as the judge set bail at $33,000 for Mohamed Fahmy and no bail for his colleague, Bahir Mohamed. A third Al Jazeera journalist, an Australian, was freed and sent home on February 1st. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warns that Yemen is on the brink of collapse. Houthi rebels dissolve parliament and announce they'll establish a new presidential council. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
The United Nations chief said Yemen's neighbors are very concerned the situation will deteriorate without the international community sending a strong signal that the country's transition must not be undermined. Mr. Ban warned that Yemen faces political, security, and humanitarian challenges.
Let me be clear. Yemen is collapsing before our eyes. We cannot stand by and watch.
The worsening security conditions prompted the United States, Britain, and France to close their Yemen embassies. Mr. Ban said the focus must be on helping Yemen quickly reestablish a legitimate government authority. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Tiger Woods is hanging up his golf clubs for now. He says it's not acceptable the way he's playing on the pro circuit, and he'll not return until it is. He shot a career-worst 82 to miss the cut in the Phoenix Open by 12 shots. Tiger Woods is now 39. He says an injury that he has is not related to the back surgery he had last spring. Tiger has struggled with various injuries in recent years. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.